Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby.
Come on, come on. Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up. Yes, sir. Another day to live in your purpose. Another day the Lord has made. Another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. No Deanna this morning. I think she might have ate some Taco Bell or something last night. I don't know. But D is going to be out today. It's all good, man. I'm going to hold it down. D, I got you. Don't worry. Recover. Recuperate. We're going to have Link on the show this morning. It's a job fair with resources. This event is coming up soon, so we got to tap you in and let you know what's going on with that. Of course, we got your TMGs coming up at the 24s and your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes. And plus, you already know it is Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And we got that Lil Wayne link, that sneaky link coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Fantasy and imagination are fun and useful. Ultimately, however, reality is your workspace, where you get good things done. Reality can be brutal and unforgiving. Yet, within reality, you can learn to find and utilize an endless supply of value. You can dream and imagine far beyond the confines of reality. Then, you can do the challenging, rewarding work to move your own reality in the direction of your dreams. It can be easy to assume that reality is the enemy. What's much more useful is to recognize reality as the truth, to understand its truth, and to work within its bounds. For reality delivers not only difficulties and constraints, reality is also full of ways to resolve the difficulties and to support you as you successfully move forward. Rather than cursing the demands of reality, acknowledge them, understand their value, and learn to work with them. Grant yourself access to the great opportunities with which reality is always filled. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624 today, look for highs in the mid-80s. Currently, you are cloudy and 70 in South KC. Slim Thug lets his ignorance show as to why he don't feel sorry for homeless people. Check this out, y'all.
I don't feel sorry for homeless people because it's either one of the two reasons you out there. You out there because you made a lot of dumb decisions. To be homeless, you had to make a lot of dumb decisions. You had to be a real up to be homeless. You had to smoke crack. You had to do drugs. You had to go out with your mental medicine. So whatever the f- you think this is, while everybody waking up and going to work every day, I'm not giving them up nothing who's standing on the counter every day just got his hands out. I don't feel sorry for people like that. I feel sorry for people who work hard and some shit happen. And then I understand it, but now I don't feel sorry for people just asking for, especially men.
This is a severe lack of intelligence when it comes to this. There are so many people who are forced out of situations. There are people who grow up in the foster care system. There are people who are displaced by fires. There are people who's displaced by slumlords. So for him to be that ignorant on this situation from somebody who I feel like comes from the streets, who knows some of the struggle of what some of our people go through, I find it severely ignorant that somebody would think like that. Especially when I have a real big heart for our homeless brothers and sisters. So that's really unfair. Lil Wayne describes who his favorite rappers are.
Who are your favorite rappers besides you?
My favorite rapper is Jay-Z.
He's in my top five.
And Missy Elliott.
You listen to any current rap or no, not really?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have a kid, so I'll be having to find out what the hell they're listening to.
Right, sometimes are you like, what the f- is this?
Not all the time.
You're like, it's just like noise.
Not every single
time. Yeah, yeah.
I think for most people who's born around my age and then early to mid 80s, late 80s maybe, Jay-Z has to be in your top five. Like, I think that's a no-brainer. Interesting hearing that come from Lil Wayne with this past history beef, non-beef with Jay-Z. That's just an interesting dynamic right there.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
There's definitely a punch in the gut. We thought this thing was put to bed, and we're just getting ready for Election Day. I should have caught that. I take full responsibility of it. It was my error.
I'll say I was shocked. We need to protect elections and making sure everybody's vote counts.
Time is of the essence in these things, and the quicker we can stop a problem, the less it's likely to become a really big problem.
I think they see all the effort we're putting forth just to get the thing right. That in itself should show that we're always trying to do the right thing down here.
So the Kansas City Election Board has made a mistake with these ballots coming up. You know, we got a vote coming up on August 4th. And so what's going on is like the election board director is taking responsibility for a ballot error that affected roughly 1,700 absentee and mail-in voters ahead of this election on the way. So a voter alerted KCEB Republican director Sean Kiefer. They alerted him to the mistake over the weekend, and each ballot should have included all three at-large Jackson County legislator races, but initial ballots only listed one. This is a big problem, especially with people who already question the voting process in America and who are already skeptical of, you know, does my vote count and this, that, and third. It just gives more credence to that. So hopefully they can resolve that. They got, less than 2 weeks? Okay.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So the U.S. Department of Justice says the Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools District broke a federal student privacy law and is calling for changes to how the district handles information about transgender students. So in a letter sent yesterday, the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office for Kansas told the district it has 14 days to comply or risk a federal lawsuit. And so a district spokesperson, they had no comment about this. You know, earlier in the summer, DOJ said that the district broke the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act by limiting parents' access to school records about a student's gender identity, preferred name, pronouns, and sexual orientation. And the letter says that the department reviewed recordings where a district official allegedly talked about a confidential transgender guideline that was not shared with the public. And so the DOJ also claims that the recordings show talks about hiding some policies from the public, including a district employee talking about not sharing information with a student's father because of his religious beliefs. And the Justice Department says that those actions broke those laws, those FERPA laws, which usually gives parents the right to see and review their child's education records. And so the letter requests that the district stop any policy that limits parents' access to records about a student's gender identity, preferred name, pronouns, or sexual orientation. So this, I have a feeling it's gonna go on for a long time. This is probably going to be in the courts. And of course, we'll keep you updated right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, as this is very important to a lot of people in our community.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning. If you don't have that app on your phone, you can download it right now. Just go to the App Store, search Hot 103 Jams. I'm sad we ain't got the stream this morning. D, she's a little, you know, she had to take a little day off or whatever. D, we miss you. We love you. But yeah, we don't have no shout outs on the stream this morning. But if you're tapping in old school style, you're driving in from I-435 in KC Mova, I-70 in Van Brunt, or from 150 Highway and I-49 from Blue Ridge and I-49, whether you on Bruce R. Watkins, whether you on Blue Parkway, whether you in the back streets in Kansas City on 39th Street, down north on 12th Street, or out south past 75th or 85th, wherever you are in Kansas City, however you doing it. Thank you so much for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know, we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us and we love and appreciate you and your time, cousins. Let's get it in with that 7-Eleven roll call. And of course, like I just said, the stream ain't thumping this morning, so it'll be a little less shout outs, which is okay, but more room for big congratulations that are in order for three outstanding KCKPS students who have been named the Kansas City Royals All-Star Scholars, earning $10,000 in scholarships for their academic excellence and leadership. Big shout out and congratulations to Muhammad Ahmed from J.C. Harmon High School, Salons Uwazi from Wyandotte High School, and Stayish Shirzad from Wyandotte High School. Three of the five scholarship recipients, they came from KCKPS. That's a remarkable accomplishment for KCKPS. Always an outstanding school district, man. Also, on the text line, we got some more shout-outs. Anastasia Jackson, she said, good morning, everybody. Hello, Brian. Good morning, Anastasia. We appreciate you tapping in. Shout-out to my man's Ty. Love you, boo. That's from a number in the 913. Hope I ain't getting nobody caught up. Happy hump day, Anthony Drone. We see you, fam. Rich Harris, he said, good morning, fam. Happy hump day. Shout out to you two, always making morning. So sorry for your loss, big home. Oh, that was from yesterday. That was my uncle, man. Uncle Herman died, passed away. Love you, Uncle Herman. Always thinking about you, man.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:23 on your time. About to be 7:24 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Cloudy skies currently in Overland Park. So, y'all ready for this versus coming up? Well, grab your locs. Let's head to the West Coast. YG versus the game. Who you got?
Game, you don't want to go versus.
Yes, I do. What do you mean? Yeah, I do.
I'm making music and putting out. If it's up, if it's down.
I'm the best rapper from Compton. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not.
Sure. It's like, nah, dog. Let's go out the way.
Who's the best rapper on the West Coast today?
Fresh like, Impala, Chrome Hydraulics, 808 Drums.
Hey, who do you love?
Love.
Byron, you got to bring that one back, dog. That Who Do You Love? That was hot. It's going down tomorrow, 6:30, versus West Coast style. Get your locs, get your LA hats. Y'all know Kansas City culture and like West Coast culture, you know, like we kind of like cousins. So I know a lot of people going to be tapped into that one. By the way, for the record, game is cool, but I'm going with YG400. Chloe Bailey sat down with Timbaland and discussed which iconic era of music is her favorite.
If you can bring back an iconic era in music just for a week, which would you choose?
Your era.
You damn right.
Mm-hmm.
You damn right.
Well.
It don't get no better. I'm sorry, y'all. We the best. Our era is the best. I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong. I like all the mosh pits. I like that, but nothing beats the 90s and early 2000s.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Timbaland. Look, as good of an era that was, late 90s, 2000s, I got a theory about the 90s. I think the 90s are split in two different decades. The better part of the 90s, y'all, for those who missed it, was 1990 through 95. Everything changed from 96 on. It was a different decade from that point on. Not saying that it was, you know, I mean, I think the early 90s was better than that. But If I'm answering that question, it's definitely the music made from like 87 up until like 93, 94. That's probably my favorite era of music of all time. Hit me on the text line. What's your favorite era of music? It doesn't matter what era it is. Hit us up in the text line because I want to find out. I'm very interested to see what y'all think these days.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, we are always pouring love into our community. No different than this morning, and especially when we're linking up with some of our community partners. Link is something that you need to know about. And here to talk about more about Link and what they have to offer, we have Matthew Davis, who's the Director of Communications, and Mrs. Deborah Hogan, the Director of Human Resources. Good morning, everybody. How y'all feeling?
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Ms. Deborah Hogan, please describe what Link is.
Kansas City Link is a not-for-profit organization, and what we do is we strengthen Kansas City communities, and we do that by connecting children, families, local resources, programs, and opportunities to help everyone thrive.
Okay, so if I'm at home, I'm at the crib, maybe I'm having trouble finding a job, maybe I'm having trouble finding resources for my baby, I can kind of go to Link and you all can hook me up with certain people that I can talk to?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And yes. This is open for everybody in the Kansas City community?
Everyone in the Kansas City community. We also service Grandview, the Hickman Mills area, North Kansas City. We're all over the metropolitan area.
Okay. So what other services do you all have at Link that people can take advantage of that they may not even know about right now?
Okay. Well, look, we have a youth advocate group that come in and help youth. We have an intern program. We help parents with before and after school care for their children so they can go to work and not have to pay for a sitter.
That's important right there.
Yes, that's very important.
You know, because they've steadily, it seems like, just taken extracurricular activities out of school. I remember going to school and I had to go before school started because it was before school activities and after school activities. Yeah. So I was literally in school probably like from about 5:30 or 6 a.m. until 5:30 or 6 at night. And those are the kind of services you all offer?
Yes, yes. You can drop your children off. We have all kind of programs for the children. We help with their homework. We teach them chess, how to play chess. They have music.
Right,
they have athletic programs. We have an athletic director there, Jason Irvin, and he does those kind of things. And we have Osco. He's there. He's helping. So we have all kind of activities. And then the kids go to class. And then after they go to class, when school's over, they go back to Link. And when they go back to Link, we start all over with different programs and teaching activities for our youth.
This morning, I have Link in the building. Shout out to Matthew Davis, the Director of Communications, and Deborah Hogan, Director of Human Resources. And Link provides comprehensive social services, encompassing workforce development, child and teen success, and family engagement. And you all were telling me about some of the other things that Link provides. And you were talking about rental assistance. Please give that information out to our cousins because we have a lot of people who are in dire need of that.
Yes, we have rental assistant, utilities assistant. We also have food giveaway. And that's all at our Morning Star Community Center there at 2525 East 27th Street. Now go today at 10 a.m. That will be the food distribution, and that's every Wednesday. Okay. But you can go to Morningstar for rental assistant and also for utilities assistant. We also have Palestine, our Palestine Center, mm-hmm. and that takes care of our seniors. Okay. They can go there, and they have all types of activities and everything for our seniors. Lunch, we feed lunch,
y'all breakfast. Cover the whole family.
Yeah, we cover anything that touches our community and the people in our community. You can call on Link.
Is that every Wednesday?
That's every Wednesday at the Morningstar Community Center.
That's 2525 East 27th Street in KC Mo, 64127. Let's talk about the hiring event that you have coming up on this fantastic Friday. What are you looking for exactly?
Well, this is one of our biggest events for the summer, and we're preparing to fully staff our before and after school programs for students. Before and after school that I mentioned earlier, we're going to make job offers on the spot. On the spot. So you come in, you can walk in, and if you're parents and you're looking for a schedule that kind of works with the school day with your children, come on and apply. College students, you need extra money, apply. We're looking for retirees that just want to give back to our children, people that's looking for a second job. Anyone who enjoys working with children, we ask that you come out on Fantastic Friday. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at the Morningstar Community Center from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, you can walk in and you can apply, get an interview, and get a job offer on the spot.
What do I need to have with me?
You need to have two pieces of ID and just be able to apply for the job. We'll have the laptops, everything ready for you to go online and apply. As soon as you apply, you'll get an interview.
You all at Link have so many resources for people. Like, it's not fair that we only get two breaks. Y'all need a whole show to talk about everything that you all have. But for families, if you need any type of resource to help you out, like we said earlier, with the rental assistance, utility assistance, or just basic family services, they can get you right at kclink.org. K-C-L-I-N-C. Link with a C, .org. I thank you guys so much for coming on Hustle and a Shot. Did y'all have something else y'all want to add in real quick?
No, thank you. Good? Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Matthew Davis and Deborah Hogan from Lynx. And also, shout out to Deanna Hustle. I know Dee couldn't be here this morning because she's a little under the weather, but she definitely appreciates you all. Thank you for continuing to be a blessing.
And I have just one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Working for Lynx is not hard work. It's heart work, as our president would say.
I love that. I love that. That's how we're going to end it. Thank you, guys. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Thank you.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
Today is a word that you may not use or cannot use in the workplace.
Okay.
I think I said that right. See, this is why I need Dion on the show for what's the word. But today's what's the word is GOAT. Everybody done used this before.
Ow.
Now, LL Cool J is the originator of this word GOAT. Greatest of all time. He said it in one of his raps. I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4, the one with Madman and Fred the Man.
Ow.
And Cannabis. But anyway, GOAT. I feel like GOAT is used way too loosely in this day and age.
You feel me?
Because people be calling people GOATs that's not even a GOAT of their own industry.
That's gonna be fun.
Like, what are we talking about? You up here talking about Lil Pistol Starter from the block is the GOAT of hip-hop?
No.
Nah, man. Nah. Maybe on your block, not on nobody else's block. Or you talking about somebody is the GOAT at your job when they ain't really done nothing?
Yeah, baby.
Uh-uh. We got to use GOAT in its proper sense. I was going to say Patrick Mahomes, but he ain't the GOAT yet. We'll stick with either Michael Jordan or LeBron James. I won't be mad at you if you use GOAT for one of them.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be mad if you use Patrick Mahomes either.
Hello.
But you got to use GOAT in the right context, man. Don't be out here using GOAT for people that ain't done nothing in their lives. Don't do that.
In the back.
Use GOAT in a proper context. I'm getting off my soapbox, but what's the word? Use it, don't abuse it in your workplace.
Okay. TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Mm-mm-mm. 8:28 on your time. Today, look for highs in the mid-80s. Right now, you're probably sunny and 72 in South KC. So, Larry June, this is what he said about having one solid woman in your life.
I wasn't always like that. But as I got older, I started understanding, like, man, one solid woman can change everything.
And the woman he's talking about? Janae Aiko. I didn't know they was gonna be an item, but here we are. You know, a lot of people in Kansas City love Larry June's music, and yeah, he's one of the most dopest underground rappers that we got here in hip hop. So yeah, I'm happy for him. And yes, one solid woman will definitely change your life. Emphasis on solid. And shout out to Dundilla, Walt Lee, the Popper. Shout out to Sunday. And KC Young Boss having the number one song in a hot 8 and 8. Welcome to Kansas City.
Welcome to Kansas City.
We don't play.
Uh-huh. And we rap like every day.
Number three for the beat.
And the freaks be.
Y'all better Shazam and get with it.
Welcome
to Kansas City, y'all. We got birthdays coming up. Shout out to the Kansas. Hot 103 Jams.
And the freaks be.
Ain't over till 8:16 in the morning.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for
birthday announcement.
It's the last day of cancer season, aka pre-Leo season. Shout out to all those nurturing, highly intuitive, and deeply sensitive cancers.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy 65th birthday to R&B legend, king of begging, Keith Sweat. Happy 85th birthday to Dr. Funkenstein, the atomic dog, George Clinton. Sending birthday love to legendary actor Danny Glover. Happy birthday to North Carolina's finest, Petey Pablo. Happy birthday to former NFL running back for the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. Sending birthday love to the daughter of Teddy Riley, Nia Riley. Happy 34th birthday to pop singer Selena Gomez. Happy 62nd birthday to TV actor and comedian David Spade. Happy 66th birthday to movie actor John Leguizamo. Happy heavily birthday to former host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek. And happy 62nd birthday to my favorite wrestler of all time, HBK, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Now let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kevin Williams, Mendoza AB, and Megan Reno. Sending birthday love to Nelly Lane, Aura Hayes, and Low Dawkins Royalty. Sending birthday love to Antoine Winkfield, Simone Kirkwood, and Stephen James. Plus, happy birthday, Sophia Pace. And of course, last but definitely not least, we want to send a big old happy birthday all the way in St. Louis to Mama Hustle. Today is Deanna Hustle's mother's birthday, and we're sending big love to you and everybody else born on July 22nd. Happy birthday, Cancers. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Kevin Rowe with Hole in the Wall.
How you feeling, man? You got to bring us one of them hamburgers or something, dog.
Yeah, I can do that.
You over there on Bitten. I see you. Your check engine light on?
It ain't on.
Okay, good. We just want to check in with the cousin. Want to tap in, make sure you ain't stuck on the side of the road or nothing like that. You know, because we know how it be sometimes, dog.
Yeah.
All right, man. We got $20 in jazz bucks for you to go enjoy. You know, a little date night or something with the missus or something. You ready to finish these lyrics?
I am.
No matter what your friends try to tell you, we will make fun of love. And we will be together,
even together.
Strike that, strike that.
Come on. Every step I take, you will be there. Every little step I make.
Come on.
We'll be together.
Come on, come on.
You and me. Every little step I make.
Every little time.
We'll be together.
Yes, sir. Perfectly done. Okay, you seem like you a baby of the 80s like me.
Yeah, I am.
The best era, you know what I'm saying? We got you $20 in jazz bucks, man. Shout out who you gonna go with.
Anybody that want to go.
Yeah, we know your Rolodex going to be popping tonight. All right, fam. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z and come on down to the Hole in the Wall.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, everybody. Please welcome Dr. Shayna Sanders with Pharmaceutical Moments.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shayna. Did you know that gout is a type of arthritis caused by a buildup of uric acid crystals in the joints? The crystals cause the immune system to respond with an attack of inflammation characterized by pain, swelling, redness, and warmth, which may affect the big toe, but other joints like ankles, knees, wrists, fingers, or elbows can be affected as well. Drugs such as aspirin, diuretics, pyrazinamide, pancreatic enzymes, and some chemotherapies can cause an increase in uric acid. What can you do? Non-drug treatments include avoiding organ meats, high fructose corn syrups, and alcohol. Eliminate smoking, control your weight, exercise, and make sure you're hydrated. Please consult with your primary care physician to have your uric acid levels checked.
You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.